This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. Alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in amma ba'd. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. I welcome our dear brothers and sisters in al-Islam. Ahlan wa sahlan wa marhaban bikum. Your brother in Islam, Bilal Ismail of the Al-Kawthar Institute and Imam Development Program with you for another majlis of ilm, another majlis of dhikr, another majlis of us learning and understanding the Arabic language. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, we are currently in volume 3 of the Medina Arabic syllabus and more especially in lesson number 17. Walhamdulillah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, in our previous majlis, we read through the passage and we went through exercises 1, 2, 3, 4, 5 and 6, mashaAllah, tabarakAllah. In this majlis, we will move on the exercises 7 until the end of this lesson, walhamdulillah. And if there's time, we will begin with lesson number 18, inshaAllah. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, a reminder, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَذَكِّرْ and remind, فَإِنَّ ذِكْرَ for verily a reminder, تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ benefits the believers, inshaAllah. Lesson number 17, we are covering Bab أَفْعَلُ, Bab أَفْعَلُ. We know that, for example, Nazala means he came down. Nazala, he got down, he came down. But when we take Nazala, past tense, and we change it onto the scale of Af'alu, Af'alu, so we turn Nazala to Anzala, 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 then now it means he brought something down. Nazala, he came down. Anzala, he brought something down. And then we want to know, what did he bring down? Excellent. When, for example, we say kharaja, he exited, he left. But if we turn this around and we turn it into akhraja, akhraja, he brought something out, he took something out. And then we will ask, well, what did he take out? What did he bring out, etc. Jameel. We also learned about the ism maf'ul. Arsala yursilu, arsala he sent, yursilu he is sending. Mursilun is the person who sends something. Mursilun is the person who does the sending. And mursalun, mursalun is the ism maf'ul. Mursalun is the item, the thing which was sent, the person who was sent, the letter which was sent, etc. Arsala, he sent. Yursilu, he is sending. Mursilun, the person who does the sending, which was Ahmed, for example. And he wrote to his father. And what did he write? He wrote this letter, etc. He wrote a letter to his father. So we say that this letter is the mursalun. The letter is the mursalun, the thing which was sent, the item which was sent. Excellent. We find, for example, aghlaqa yughliqu, mughliqun. Mughliqun is the person who closes or the person who locks. And the thing which was closed, the thing which was closed or the item which was locked up is called mughlaqun. Mughlaqun, excellent. The museum that you visit, that museum, it's called a muthafun. Muthafun, jameel, excellent. We also learnt about the word walaw. Walaw, even if such and such. Even if such and such. Example, ishtari hadha albayt, buy this house. Walaw kana ghaliyan, even if it is expensive, even if it's very expensive, you should buy this house. Jameel. We learnt about the lamb of al-ibtida. Wala dhikrullahi akbar, and the remembrance of Allah, this is the greatest matter and the most important matter. This lamb at the beginning is called the lamb of al-ibtida. It is for emphasis. It is emphasizing this point that, brother, remember that the dhikr of Allah, this is paramount. This is the most important matter, for emphasis. Jamil, excellent. What else did we learn? We learned about asbaha. Asbaha meaning to become something in the morning, or generally to become. Then this is a sister of kana. We also learned about awshaka. Awshaka means he was about to do something. Excellent. Yushiku tulabu ayakhruju ila biladihim. That the students are about to return or go to their countries. Jamil. Anything else that's about covers the revision with regards to lesson 17, what we covered in our previous majlis. We move on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala, to the questions. Tamreen number 7, insha'Allah. They state, istakhrij min ad-dars af'al bab af'ala wa mushtaqatiha. Excellent. So they want us to look at the passage and they want us to pull out all the verbs which are on the scale of af'alu, af'alu, af'ala, etc. They want us to pull out all of those verbs. So if we have to look at the passage, if you start scanning the passage from the beginning till the end, we find, for example, in line 1, asbahtum, asbahtum, asbahtum. This is on that scale of af'alu. Excellent. Second line, we have asbahna, asbahna. Also on that scale, we find line number 3, atufi', atufi', atufi'u, atufi'. This is also on the scale of af'alu. Then later on we have a'tini, give to me. A'tini, hand over to me, give to me. Excellent. We find the word musabun. Musabun, has been afflicted, has been affected, afflicted. Musabun. We find ishalun, ishalun, diarrhea, ishalun. Then what else? Al-mushrifu, al-mushrifu, al-mushrifu. Jamil, excellent. What else? What else? We find yuridu, yuridu, mughlaqun, mughlaqun, aghliq, aghliq. He told him close. Aghliq, aghliq. Also on that scale. Al-Islam, al-Islam, aslama, yuslimu. All on that scale. Mudir, mudir. Excellent. Muthafun, yuthni, al-mushaf, the copy of the noble Quran, the mushaf. Mu'jabun. The teacher said, I'm very, you know, mu'jabun by you. I'm taken aback by you, mashallah. Mu'jabun. Yutimmu, yutimmu. Jamil, yes, correct. Arsala, quite simple and clear. Arsala is also on that scale. Yuzhiru, yuzhiru, yumkinu, awshaka. Yes, all of them on the same scale. Irsalun, irsal on the same scale. Al-mushrikuna, al-mushrikuna. So they are basically from that scale, originally on that scale, originally on that scale. Jayid. So we say that the mushtaqat, all the derivatives. So the scale of af'alu and its derivatives. Ajibu, itfa'un, itmamun, mutimmun. Yes. Arsaltu, excellent, arsaltu. What else? Anything else? Ukhbiru, ukhbiru, also on that scale. Walhamdulillah. So those cover it, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, the words which are on the scale of af'ala wa mushtaqatiha and its derivatives. Jamil, walhamdulillah. Then we move on to exercise number 8, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. They state to us that yansibu, yansibu a'ta maf'ulain. A'taytu hamidan kitaban. Jamil, excellent. They say that the word a'ta, a'taytu, I gave. This here, it has two maf'uls. It has two objects. It has two objects. Think about it. I gave. So I gave, in English, I gave something to someone. So there's two objects. I gave a book to Ahmed. So the book is our maf'ul, our object. And Ahmed is also the object because I gave to him. I gave Ahmed, full stop. That's a sentence. I gave Ahmed. Ahmed's the object. I gave the book. I gave the book. The book is the object. And then let's join it. I gave the book to Ahmed. So I gave the book. Book is our one maf'ul, our one object. And Ahmed is the other object. Excellent. And we will see in lesson 18, there are also examples of these verbs where the verb, it has two maf'uls, not one maf'ul, two objects. Right? So this is one example. A'ta has two maf'uls. A'taytu hamidan kitaban. A'taytu hamidan kitaban. I gave Hamid, our first maf'ul, kitaban. Gave him what? Gave him a book. Walhamdulillah. So let's see. Man a'taka al-kitaba. Man a'taka. Man a'ta. Who gave? So we got a'ta. So we need to look for two maf'uls. The first maf'ul is our kaf. Kaf meaning you. You. Who gave you? Who gave you? Who gave you al-kitaba? So you are one of the maf'uls here, the kaf. And then kitaba is our second maf'ul. We could reword the sentence like this. Man a'ta hamidan al-kitaba. Who gave Hamid the book? Oh, you have the dhamir there, jayid, which takes the place of the full explicit name. Man a'taka al-kitaba. Excellent. A'tanihi al-mudiru. A'tanihi المدير. So here also we have two maf'uls. أعطاني. The ya standing for gave to me. Gave to me myself. أعطاني. أعطاني. Gave to me. أعطاني he. The ha is standing for the book. The ha is standing in for the book. أعطاني الكتاب المدير. You could say the sentence like that, but there's no need for all of that. We understand that we are talking about the book. So suffice to say, أعطانيهي, gave to me it. What's the it? It is the book. أعطانيهي المدير. أعطانيهي المدير. أعطانيهي المدير. Gave it to me, the principal, the mudir. Walhamdulillah. Jamil. Exercise number 8. Exercise number 8. Bismillah. تأمل المثال ثم أجب عن الأسئلة الآتية على غراره وعين المفعولين. So they want you to complete the sentences. Complete the sentences. And they want you to pick out the two maf'uls. They could be clear and explicit and apparent, or they could be in the dhamir forms, insha'Allah. Let's see. The first one. Man a'taka al-kitaba. Man a'taka al-kitaba. Man a'taka al-kitaba. The answer. A'tanihi. أعطانيه أبي. أعطانيه أبي. جيد. What are the two مفعولs here? أعطاني. The ya is the first مفعول. Gave to me. Who gave you the book? أعطاني. Gave to me. He gave to me. He did some giving and he gave to who? He gave to me. أعطاني. أعطانيه. Gave to me it. What's the it? It is the... it is the book. He gave to me. He gave it to me. He gave it to me. Who did the giving? My father, Abi. Abi is the fa'il. He's the one who did the giving. Excellent. So basically, our first maf'ul is the ya. And our second maf'ul is the ha. The first maf'ul, the ya, is standing in for myself, denotes myself. And the second one, which is the ha, indicative of the book. Walhamdulillah. Number 2. Man a'taka as-sa'ata. Man a'taka as-sa'ata. Who gave you the watch? Man a'taka as-sa'ata. So for example, you could say, a'taniha. Gave it to me. Gave what? The watch. Watch is feminine. So that's why we say, a'tani. Gave to me. A'taniha. A'taniha. Gave to me it. What's the ha? Ha is the sa'atun. It's indicative of the watch. A'tani ha. أمي وأعطاني ها خالي my uncle أعطاني ها محمد أعطاني ها المدير أعطاني ها المدرس gave it to me the teacher gave it to me the principal etc أعطاني gave to me ها the watch أعطاني ها المدير, the principal. So the first maf'ul is awaya, indicative of gave to me. And then the ha is indicative of the watch. Walhamdulillah. Number three. من أعطاك هذا القلم? من أعطاك هذا القلم? من أعطاك هذا القلم? Who gave you this pen? Who gave you this pen? أعطاني who gave you this pen here? So, أعطاني, if they say there that it's your mother. They say in brackets there, أمي. So, my mother gave to me, Jayed. أعطتنيه أمي. أعطتنيه أمي. أعطتنيه أمي. My mother gave to me. أعطتني. أعطتني, she gave to me, أعطتني, the first مفعول is the ya, أعطتني, he, the ha indicative of the pen, أعطتنيه أمي, أعطتنيه أمي, أعطتنيه أمي, my mother gave to me, جميل. Number four, inshallah. من أعطاكم الكتب, من أعطاكم الكتب. Who gave to you people the books? Who gave you people the books? من أعطاكم, من أعطاكم الكتب, من أعطاكم الكتب. And our answer should be that the مدير is the one who gave us the books. So let's respond. Gave us the books, the principal gave us the books. How would we say that? We would say, أعطانا gave to us. كتب is a non-rational plural. We're going to treat it as a singular feminine. So, أعطانا ها. أعطانا ها. أعطانا ها المدير. أعطانا ها المدير. أعطانا ها المدير. أعطانا ها المدير. أعطانا. نا here is indicative of the first مفعول. Gave to us. Ha, indicative of the books. أعطانا ها المدير, that the مدير gave us the books. Walhamdulillah. Number five. من أعطاك الدفتر? من أعطاك الدفتر? Who gave you the notebook? You. The answer would be أنت. أنت meaning the person that you are speaking to. The person you are speaking to. أعطيتنيه, أعطيتنيه, أعطيت, you gave, أعطيتني, أعطيتني, you gave to me, he, the ha indicative of the notebook, أعطيت, أعطيت, you gave, أعطيت, you gave, أعطيت, you gave, أعطيتني, you gave to me. And the he, indicative of the notebook. You gave the notebook to me. You gave me the notebook. Excellent. Number six. من أعطاك الكتاب والدفتر. من أعطاك الكتاب والدفتر. من أعطاك الكتاب والدفتر. Who gave you the book and the notebook? Who gave you the book and the notebook? The answer would be in relation to زميلي. زميلي meaning? Zamili meaning my colleague. And so the answer would be, أعطانيهما. Because two, أعطاني gave to me, أعطاني, أعطاني gave to me, هما. Two things, notebook and the book. So هما, هما for هما technically. أعطيتنيهما, أعطيتنيهما, أعطيتنيهما زميلي. أعطيتنيهما زميلي. أعطيتنيهما زميلي. Excellent. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله, يا أمة الله, may Allah grant you خير and بركة in this world and in the hereafter. Repeat after me. ربي زدني علما. والله increase me in my knowledge. اللهم إني أسألك علما نافعا. والله I ask you for knowledge which is beneficial. اللهم أو الله إني verily I indeed I أسألك I ask you for what? What's the مفعول? What you asking for? What's the object? علما. What type of knowledge? Any type of knowledge? No. علما نافعا. Knowledge which is beneficial. والحمد لله. يا عبد الله يا أمة الله exercise number 9 تأمل الأمثلة الآتية لولو ولو even if the ولو which means even if so let's read these examples with ولو even if والله متم نوره ولو كره الكافرون Allah will complete والله متم Allah will complete it man make complete نوره Allah will complete his light make his light complete ولو كره الكافرون ولو كره الكافرون even if the disbelievers dislike that ما شاء الله next one لا تشتري هذه السيارة Do not purchase this car. لا تشتري هذه السيارة Do not purchase this car. ولو أعجبك Even if pleases you, even if pleases you, أعجبك That you are amazed by it, you like it, you are surprised by it. ولو أعجبك لونها وشكلها Even if it's color, its loan, loan meaning color, lonuha wa shakluha, even if its color and its shape, its design, shakluha, fa innaha qadimatun, for indeed it is old. Again, لا تشتري هذه السيارة ولو أعجبك لونها وشكلها. Do not purchase this vehicle even if the color and the style, design, model pleases you. فإنها قديمة. For indeed, it is old. سيارة is قديمة. It is old. Excellent. Number 3. أحضر الامتحان ولو كنت مريضا. Uhdur, be present, attend, make sure you are present, make sure you are there. Uhdur, uhdur al-imtihana. Uhdur al-imtihana walau kunta maridan. Make sure that you are present for the test, for the imtihan, for the examination, even if you are sick. Uhdur al-imtihana walau kunta maridan. Excellent. Number 4. Ishtari hadha al-mu'jama. Purchase this dictionary, ولو كان غاليا, even if it is expensive. Even though it's expensive, this dictionary, you need to buy it. اشتري, purchase, buy. اشتري هذا المعجم, this dictionary. ولو كان غاليا, even if it is غالي, even if it is expensive. ولو كان غاليا. جميل. Number 5. لن أسكن هذا البيت. I will never live in this house. لن أسكن هذا البيت. لن أسكن. لن أسكن هذا البيت. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. Even if you gave it to me for free. لن أسكن هذا البيت. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. Even if you gave it to me completely free, majanan, I will not live in this house. One more time. Repeat. لن أسكن هذا البيت. لن أسكن هذا البيت. لن أسكن هذا البيت. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. ولو أعطيتنيه مجانا. Even if you gave it to me, مجانا, completely free, I will not live in this house. الله مستعان. Exercise number 10. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim. لَهَذَا مُسْتَحِيلٌ This is impossible. This is totally impossible. And so the lam is called the lam al-ibtida'i. The lam of al-ibtida. What's its usage? What's it there for? It's there to emphasize, to emphasize. This matter is impossible in the sentence. لهذا مستحيلٌ لهذا مستحيلٌ That this is completely, totally impossible. ويفيد التوكيد توكيد emphasis مضمون توكيد مضمون الجملة It emphasizes what's in that sentence. وفي التنزيل as is found in the Noble Quran. ولا أجر الآخرة أكبر ولا أجر الآخرة آخرتي. Some books mention آخرة incorrect. This is a verse from the Noble Quran. ولا أجر الآخرة أكبر. And so the lamb here, the lamb of الابتداء emphasizing. And the reward in the hereafter, this is greater, this is better. Excellent. ولا ذكر الله أكبر. ولا ذكر الله أكبر. And the ذكر of Allah, this is paramount. This is the most important matter, subhanAllah. Number 3, وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. اللَّهُ مُسْتَعَانُ. And the punishment in the hereafter, this is greater. So in the context of what Allah was discussing in that verse, then وَلَا عَذَابُ الْآخِرَةِ أَكْبَرُ. And the punishment in the hereafter, it is greater. Allah musta'an. Take note of these verses, Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, that the reward in the hereafter is greater. The remembrance of Allah is better. The punishment in the hereafter is more severe. It's greater. Allah musta'an. وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ. وَلَأَمَةٌ is a female slave. And the believing female slave, خَيْرٌ is better. وَلَأَمَةٌ مُؤْمِنَةٌ خَيْرٌ is better. مِّن مُشْرِكَةٍ than a mushrika female, than a disbelieving female. وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَتْكُمْ, even if you are taken aback by her, even if you are amazed by her, even if you are amazed by her, you like her, etc. But the believing slave woman is better than the disbelieving woman, even if you like this disbelieving woman. Allahumma musta'an. So in those days, for example, this Muslim man, he likes this disbelieving woman. Disbelieving woman, she's not Jewish, she's not Christian, she's not Muslim. Rather, she's a mushrika. She is a mushrika. And marriage to a mushrika is absolutely forbidden. So Allah mentions in the Noble Quran, rather you marry a believing Muslim slave, that's better than you getting married to a free mushrika. Allah musta'an. Similarly, Allah states, وَلَا عَبْدٌ وَلَا عَبْدٌ. And indeed, surely, no doubt, the believing slave, وَلَا عَبْدٌ مُؤْمِنٌ خَيْرٌ مِّن مُشْرِكِ وَلَوْ أَعْجَبَكُمْ. That the believing Muslim slave is better than a disbelieving mushrik man, even though you might be amazed by him, even though you might like him, etc. Allah musta'an. Number 6, in the hadith of the Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, لَغَدْوَةٌ, going out in the morning, in the early morning, لَغَدْوَةٌ فِي سَبِيلِ اللَّهِ, in the path of Allah, أَوْ رَوْحَةٌ. رَوْحَةٌ means the time after Zawal until the evening. So, going out in the early morning or going out after Zawal in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. خَيْرٌ مِّنَ الدُّنْيَا وَمَا فِيهَا. It's better than the entire dunya and whatever this dunya contains. Hadith رواه البخاري, reported by Imam al-Bukhari, subhanAllah. Going out in the path of Allah in the morning or after Zawal, this is better than the dunya and everything that it has. Imagine if we really understood these ahadith, subhanAllah. If we really took it to heart, Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, the author states, number 11, so we've covered the lamb al-ibtida, la ghadwatun. Indeed, surely, no doubt, going out in the path of Allah in the early morning and after the period, the afternoon, the zawal period, then this is better than the dunya and whatever it contains. So we've covered lamb al-ibtida. Number 11, insha'Allah, exercise number 11, he states, Asbaha. Asbaha min akhawat kana. It's from the sisters of kana. Example, Asbaha hamidun maridun. Asbaha hamidun maridun. So, hamidun is our ism, and maridun is our khabar. So, the ism is marfu' and our khabar is mansub, as is the norm with regards to kana, insha'Allah. Asbaha hamidun maridun. كَانَ اللَّهُ غَفُورًا رَحِيمًا. For example, as we learned long ago in book 2, insha'Allah. أَصْبَحَ حَامِدٌ مَرِيضًا could mean that the brother Hamid, he got sick in the morning. He woke up this morning and he became sick. So it could either mean that this becoming of such and such occurred in the morning, or it could just generally mean that so and so has become X, Y, and Z. Example, أدركه الصبح وهو مريض, that he reached the morning and he was sick. In the Noble Quran, في التنزيل, in the Revelation, وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, which means that the heart of the mother of Musa عليه السلام became void, became empty, either of everything besides Musa alayhi salam. So she was only concentrating on Musa alayhi salam. The heart was empty of all other matters besides her thoughts and her worries with regards to Musa alayhi salam. That's one interpretation. Others mention no. وَأَصْبَحَ فُؤَادُ أُمِّ مُوسَى فَارِغًا, that the heart became empty or void of all types of anxieties and worries. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala knows best. وَقَدْ تَأْتِي بِمَعْنَى صَارَ, so أَصْبَحَ can mean to become something in the morning, or it could also mean generally to become. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala joined between the hearts. أَلَّفَ, أَلَّفَ is like how when you compose and you compile something, you made a book, you put together a book. فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ, Allah joined between the hearts, mended between the hearts, sewed up between the hearts. فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ, and so you people became, بِنِعْمَتِهِ, by the favor and the bounty and the ni'mah of Allah, إِخْوَانَا, brothers to one another. You know that the Ansar in Medina al-Munawwara, they were made up of two major groups. You had the Aus and the Khazraj, and they were at war with one another for decades on end. Then, فَأَلَّفَ بَيْنَ قُلُوبِكُمْ فَأَصْبَحْتُمْ بِنِعْمَتِهِ إِخْوَانًا, and then Allah joined between the hearts and they became brothers to one another. Now the author states, أَنْتَ أَصْبَحَ عَلَى الْجُمَلَ الْآتِيَةِ, أَنْتَ أَصْبَحَ into the following sentences. الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدٌ, the cold is very severe. الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدٌ, الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدٌ, change it. أَصْبَحَ الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدًا, أَصْبَحَ الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدًا, that the cold has become very severe, or the mornings come and now the cold is very severe. أَصْبَحَ الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدًا, أَصْبَحَ الْبَرُدُ شَدِيدًا. Number two, أَنَا مَرِيضٌ, أَصْبَحْتُ مَرِيضًا, أَصْبَحْتُ مَرِيضًا, excellent, that I've become sick. Number three, هُمْ أَصْدِقَاءُ, they are friends. أَصْبَحُوا, they have become friends, mashallah. Next exercise number 12. Here we cover أَوْشَكَ, about to. وَهِيَ مِنْ أَخَوَاتْكَانَ, just like أَصْبَحَ and just like أَمْسَى in our next lesson, أَوْشَكَ is also a sister of كَانَ. So, أَوْشَكَ. وَيَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ خَبَرُهَا مُكَوَّنًا مِنْ أَنْ وَالْفِعْلِ. Example, أَوْشَكَ الدَّرْسُ أَنْ يَنْتَهِي, that the darsu, the lessons about to complete, about to finish. أَوْشَكَ الدَّرْسُ أَنْ يَنْتَهِي, that the lesson is about to be finished. وَيُسْتَعْمَلْ مِنْهَا الْمُضَارِعُ أَيْضًا, it's also used with the present tense verb. يُوشِكُ الطُّلَّابُ, the students are about to, أَنْ يَرْجِعُوا, to return, إِلَى بِلَادِهِمْ, to their countries, فِي الْإِجَازَةِ, in the holiday. Again, يُوشِكُ الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَرْجِعُوا إِلَى بِلَادِهِمْ فِي الْإِجَازَةِ, يُوشِكُ الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَرْجِعُوا إِلَى بِلَادِهِمْ فِي الْإِجَازَةِ, يُوشِكُ الطُّلَّابُ أَنْ يَرْجِعُوا إِلَى بِلَادِهِمْ فِي الْإِجَازَةِ, the students are about to return to their countries in the holiday. جميل, ما شاء الله. Exercise number 13. يريدها لأمر ما, يريدها لأمر ما. He wants it for a reason, for a specific reason. The reason's not mentioned. لأمر ما. هذه ما النكرة التامة المبهمة وتأتي نعتا لما قبلها. It comes as a describing word for that which came before it. Example, سافرت إلى الرياض لسبب ما. سافرت إلى الرياض لسبب ما. I traveled to Riyadh for a reason, a specific reason. And what reason? The reason's not mentioned. You would use a sentence like this, you would use this ma, when you don't want to mention the reason. It's mubhama, that you're leaving it out, you're not mentioning it. سافرت إلى الرياض لسبب ما. Brother, why did you go to Riyadh? سافرت إلى الرياض لسبب ما. I went to Riyadh for a specific reason, for a reason. أعطاني كتابا ما. He gave to me kitaban ma, a book. He gave me a specific book. I'm not going to mention to you what book it was. رأيته في مكان ما. I saw him in a specific place. Where? I'm not going to tell you. رأيته في مكان ما. قرأت هذا الخبر في صحيفة ما. قرأت هذا الخبر. I read this news. في صحيفة ما. In a specific newspaper. جميل. Next one. Exercise number 14. محمد بن ويليام. Muhammad, the son of William. They say here, تحذف همزة. That you see, محمد بن ويليام. That محمد بن ويليام, there's no alif before the ibn. There's no alif before the ibn. They left it out. And so they explain why. تحذف همزة of the ibn. إذا جاء صفة لعلم. If it comes as a description for an علم. مضافا إلى اسم أبيه. Which is attributed to the father. Example. محمد بن عبد الله بن عبد المطلب. There's no alif there before the ibns. So this is Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, the son of Abd al-Muttalib. جيد. ويشترط أن تكون الكلمات الثلاث في سطر واحد. And that all these words, all these names must be on one line. وإذا جاء بعضها في سطر وبعضها في سطر آخر. But if some of it's on one line and some of it on the next line, then كتبت كلمة ابن بالهمزة. Then here you will put the alif. If it's broken up across different lines, then you will put the alif before the ibn. Example, الحسن بن علي. So here, look, حسن is on one line and ابن علي is on the next line, so we will bring the alif. But if it's all on one line, then we do not bring the alif. If we just had الحسن بن علي, then we would not have brought that alif. ولا تحذف في مثل. And you do not leave it out in the following example. حامد بن الشيخ إبراهيم. حامد بن الشيخ إبراهيم. لأن ابن لم يقع بين علمين. That here you will bring the alif. You will make sure that you bring the alif. Why? Because we don't have name after name. Rather, what we've brought in there, we've brought a title. We brought a sheikh. And this has disrupted matters. So if you just have the names, then you can drop the alif in between. But if you bring a title, then you need to bring the alif. So حامد بن الشيخ إبراهيم. حامد بن الشيخ إبراهيم. Excellent. Because it's not between two direct names. Number 15. Provide the plurals for the following. Number 1. مصحفٌ. مصحفٌ. مصاحفُ. مصاحفُ. Number 2. فِنَاءٌ. فِنَاءٌ. Plural will be أفنيةٌ. أفنيةٌ. فِنَاءٌ means like your balcony, your veranda. The next one. نَشَاطٌ. نَشَاطٌ. Activity. Plural. أنشطة. جانب. Plural. جوانب. جانب means the side. And the plural is جوانب. Excellent. Exercise number 16. Exercise number 16, the madi of ya'ba. What's the madi of ya'ba? Then it is aba. Aba ya'ba. Aba ya'ba. Everyone will enter paradise except those who ya'ba, except those who refuse. They refuse, subhanAllah. Who are those who refuse, Ya Rasulullah? Why would they refuse to enter Jannah? Those who disobey the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, disobey Allah, they are the ones who have refused. Allahu musta'an. Exercise number 17. Enter the following words into sentences. A'jaba, a'jaba. We could say, a'jabani kalamuka. A'jabani kalamuka. That your speech has impressed me. I'm amazed by your speech. A'jabani kalamuka. That your speech has impressed me, mashaAllah. Number two. Athna alayhi. Athna alayhi. The Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, for example, in the Noble Quran, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, athna ala Rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala athna ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So you could say that inna allaha athna ala rasulillahi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fil Qur'an al-Karimi. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala indeed has praised the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in the Noble Qur'an. Wa innaka la'ala khuluqin azim. That indeed you are of a lofty character. Number three, musabun, musabun. Ana musabun bisuda'in. Ana musabun bisuda'in. I have been affected or afflicted by a suda'. Suda' is a headache. Ana musabun bisuda'in shadidin. I have been afflicted. I'm suffering with a severe, severe headache. Allahu musta'an. Allah grant you shifa. Mashariqul ardi wa magharibuha. Mashariqul ardi wa magharibuha. Mashariqul ard, the east of the lands and the east of the earth. Wa magharibuha, and its west. So we could say, يَدْرُسُ فِي هَذِهِ الْجَامِعَةِ. Studies in this university. طُلَّابٌ, students. مِن مَشَارِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبِهَا. مِن مَشَارِقِ الْأَرْضِ وَمَغَارِبِهَا. From the east of the earth and the west of the earth. جميل. أَصْبَحَ, أَصْبَحَ الطَّالِبُ, أَصْبَحَ الطَّالِبُ مَرِيضًا. أَصْبَحَ الطَّالِبُ مَرِيضًا. The student has become sick. Jamil. Next one. Walo. We would say to somebody, for example, Ta'ala mubakkiran. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Come early. Walo kunta muta'aban. Even if you are tired. Tomorrow we start at 8 a.m. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Walo kunta muta'aban. Walo kunta muta'aban. Even if you are tired. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Walo kunta muta'aban. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Walo kunta muta'aban. Ta'ala mubakkiran. Walo kunta muta'aban. Jamil. Number six. They give us hunayhatun. Hunayhatun. Hunayhatun means a moment. A moment. Wait a little while. Intazir hunayhatun. Intazir hunayhatun. Intazir hunayhatun. Intazir hunayhatun. Intazir hunayhatun. Wait a moment. Wait a little while. Jameel. The next one. Oh shaka. Oh shaka. Oh shaka rabi'u an yantahi. Oh shaka rabi'u an yantahi. That spring is about to end. Oh shaka rabi'u ayyantahi. That spring is about, almost about to end. Allahu musta'an. And the last one, that the ma of nakira atama al-mubhama. So we could say, for example, رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. I saw like this. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. I saw like this in some country, in a specific country, in some country. رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. رَأَيْتُ مِثْلَ هَذَا. فِي بَلَدٍ مَا. Excellent. وَالْحَمْدُ لِلَّهِ. Ya Abdullah, Ya Amat Allah, seeing that time is on our side today, we will begin with exercise number 18, inshallah. take note that in exercise number 18, we'll read through the passage now, inshallah, and maybe a few of the questions. Exercise 18, we will cover some of the different forms of the fi'il muta'addi and the fi'il lazim. So generally, you have a fi'il. Fi'il is a verb. And then obviously, if there's a verb, there's somebody who did that action. So there's the fa'il. Daraba Muhammadun. Daraba Muhammadun. Muhammad hit. Muhammad hit. But this type of verb is daraba. Daraba Muhammadun. Muhammad hit. He had to hit somebody. He had to hit something. So here we need to have an object. There has to be some sort of object. Whereas if I said, kharaja Muhammadun. Muhammad left. Or dhahaba Muhammadun. Muhammad left. Muhammad exited. Here you don't need this. There's no need for a maf'ul bihi, for an object. So you have two types of verbs. Fi'il muta'addi, transitive, that its effect was felt upon an object. Or the fi'il lazim, jalasa Muhammadun, Muhammad sat, for example. Jayid. And so we will cover some of the issues related to the fi'il muta'addi, transitive, and fi'il lazim, insha'Allah. For example, you find that you can take some of the intransitive verbs, the fi'il lazim, and we can change it around and make it into a transitive type of verb. Example, nazala Muhammadun, Muhammad got down. Muhammad got down. We don't need to have any maf'ul bihi. But if we take nazala, we can do some change to it. We can enter it into the bab of fa'ala. Fa'ala, jayid. Nazala. Nazala means he brought down. So he brought down. He brought down. And obviously now if you say he brought down what? He had to have brought down something. Jayid. Excellent. So we'll cover some of that, inshallah. We'll also cover that in the bab of fa'ala, you find that you have these words, fa'ala, example, qattala, qattala. This could mean, and it gives a sense of extensive, it gives a sense of repeating something again and again and again and again. Jayid. It can also give us the meaning of something being very intense, something being very great, great force attached to it. Example, somebody says, kassara, kassara. To not break something, kassara means to break. Kassara means to smash up something. Qatala means he killed. Qatala, he completely massacred, destroyed to pieces. Jayid, you get the idea that this is emphasizing this matter. One is for mubalagha and it's also for takthir, insha'Allah. And so we'll cover some of these matters. We'll cover, for example, iyaka. Iyaka, beware. Iyaka wal kalba, beware of the dog. Jayid, let's read, insha'Allah. Ad-darsu thamina ashar, ba'da salatil asri, after salatul asr, al-mudarrisu, كيف أمسيتم يا إخوانو؟ كيف أمسيتم يا إخوانو؟ كيف أمسيتم يا إخوانو؟ That how has the night come upon you people, O brothers? How are you people doing? How are you doing right now? This evening, how are you people? How has the night come upon you people? How have you become? How's everything tonight? They respond, At-talaba. At-talaba is the plural of talib. It's one of the plurals of talib. So At-talaba, the students respond, Amsayna bi khairin walhamdulillahi, that the night has come upon us and we are good. All praise is due to Allah. Al-mudarrisu, Lima أخرجت السبورة يا أسامة لما أخرجت. See, أخرجت. We have خرج and we took خرج and we turned it onto the scale of أفعل. أفعل. From خرج, we turned it into أخرجت. أخرجت. أخرج. 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 أخرجت means you removed. Why did you take out? Take out what? السبورة يا أسامة. Why did you remove the chalkboard, O أسامة? أدخلها بسرعة. Enter it quickly. Bring it back. Enter it into the classroom quickly. أسامة says, أخرجتها لأنظفها. I removed it. I took it out. لأنظفها. So that I can clean it. I took it out to clean it. Again, أخرجتها لأنظفها. أخرجتها لأنظفها. جميل. Then the teacher or rather Usama says, سَأُدْخِلُهَا بَعْدَ تَنْظِيفِهَا سَأُدْخِلُهَا بَعْدَ تَنْظِيفِهَا سَأُدْخِلُهَا بَعْدَ تَنْظِيفِهَا I will enter it after its cleanliness, after cleaning it, after cleaning it. سَأُدْخِلُهَا بَعْدَ تَنْظِيفِهَا I will enter it, put it back in the classroom after cleaning it. الْمُدَرِّسُ أَيُّهَا الْإِخْوَةُ Oh, brothers, أهنئكم, I congratulate you people, بنجاحكم, with your success, by your success, الباهر. What type of success? باهر, بنجاحكم الباهر, that you people's excellent, brilliant success, باهر, excellent success, brilliant success, brilliant success. في الامتحان النصفي, in the half-yearly examination, امتحان test, النصفي, the half-year test. والله لقد فرحت كثيرا, والله I got very happy, لقد فرحت, فرح, فرحت, I became very happy كثيرا بهذه النتيجة by these results التي بلغت which have reached نسبتها its level its percentage it has reached the level of what 97% 97% that it's reached 97% mashallah so the students the marks have been Around 97%. 97%. 97%. Ukasha says, فَرَّحَكَ اللَّهُ دَائِمًا يَا أُسْتَاذُ That may Allah keep you happy at all times forever, O Ustadh. This فَرَّحَ فَرَّحَ So we have فَرِحَ and we turned it into فَرَّحَ. We call this تَضْعِيف. تَضْعِيف. That we've increased it. May Allah make you happy always. Not just now. Always to be happy, Jayid, and on the scale of fa'ala, fa'ala. So fariha put on the scale of fa'ala becomes farrahakallah, farraha, farrahakallah. May Allah always keep you happy, Jamil. Yudkhilu Usamatu as-saburata. Usama enters the chalkboard into the classroom. Al-mudarrisu. Inni jawaltu fi mashariq al-ardi wa magharibiha. I have traveled extensively. I've driven around. I've traveled extensively. Jiltu means that, or jultu means that I traveled. I went around. But jawaltu means I went around a lot. I traveled extensively. This is similar to the farrahakallah. Farrahakallah. Jayid. This is the takthir, or the tad'if, or the mubalagha. Inni jawaltu, that I traveled around extensively. Jultu, traveled around. Jawaltu, traveled around a lot. Excellent. In the east of the earth and the west of the earth. Wadarrastu, and I taught. Fi biladin kathiratin, and I taught extensively. I taught a lot. I was teaching a lot. Fi biladin kathiratin, in many countries. Jayid. He could say, وَلَمْ أَرَى طُلَّابًا أَحْسَنَ مِنْكُمْ And I've not seen any students better than you people, mashallah. What good students. Usama says, جَزَاكَ اللَّهُ خَيْرًا يَا أُسْتَاذُ الْمُدَرِّسُ لَعَلَّكُمْ أَحْضَرُتُمْ دَفَاتِرَ النَّحْوِ Most likely, perhaps, لَعَلَّكُمْ I hope, rather. It means here, I hope that you people brought your notebook for نحو, of grammar. لَعَلَّكُمْ أَحْضَرْتُمْ دَفَاتِرَ النَّحْوِ I hope that you people brought your نحو books. Ukasha says, نعم, أَحْضَرْنَاهَا We have brought it. مُدَرِّس, هَاتُوهَا Bring it forth, give it to me. Ha tu ha, give them to me. Uridu an uriyaha al-mudira. Uridu an uriyaha al-mudiru. Uridu an uriyaha al-mudiru. I want to show it to the principal. I want to show it meaning the books. I want to show the books to the principal. Again, uridu an uriyaha al-mudiru. Uridu an uriyaha. I want to show them. To the mudir. Sayusarru biha kathiran insha'Allah. He will be pleased. Sayusarru biha kathiran. He will be very happy by seeing your nahu books insha'Allah. Ya Amr. وأسمعني بيت الشعر الذي ذكرته لكم أمس. يا عمر, عمر, أسمعني, make me hear. You read, you recite so that I can hear. أسمعني, make me listen, make me hear. أسمعني بيت الشعر, read for me, recite for me so I can hear the lines of poetry. Bait here does not mean a house. Rather, what it means, a couplet. It means the lines of poetry. أسمعني بيت الشعر, the lines of poetry, شعر poetry, الذي ذكرته لكم أمسي, which I mentioned to you people yesterday. Some books have the lines of poetry of المتنبي, and some books have some other poetry. For example, my book has ولم أرى كالمعروف, ولم أرى كالمعروف, أما مذاقه فحلو وأما وجهه فجميل. ولم أرى كالمعروف, and I've not seen anything like good deeds. أما مذاقه, as for its taste, فحلو, then good deeds, they taste sweet. وأما وجهه, as for its face, فجميل, then its face is beautiful. Some books have وما التأنيث للشمس, وما التأنيث لاسم الشمس عيب, and وما التأنيث لاسم الشمس عيب, and it's not an عيب, it's not derogatory for the sun to be a feminine word. ولا التذكير فخر للهلال, and it's not anything to be proud of that the hilal, hilal of the moon, the full moon, etc., the hilal, that it is masculine. Rather, what really dictates whether you are good, whether you are bad, whether you should be proud, whether you should be looked down upon, is your actions. So it's nothing derogatory for the sun to be a feminine word, nor is it something special that the moon is masculine. Rather, what you do, that's the important matter. So the author states, قل مذاقه, مذاقه, say مذاقه, وأخرج طرف لسانك, say مذاقه, and take out this, the tips of your tongue. مذاقه, مذاقه, طرف لسانك, that the tip of your tongue. يجب إخراج طرف اللسان, you have to take out the tip of the tongue. عند النطق, when you pronounce it, جيد, بثلاثة أحرف, with three of the letters. Here, ثاء, الثاء. So when you say the letter ثاء, the tip of the tongue. والذال, والذال, ذال, the tip of the tongue. والظاء, والظاء, that the tip of the tongue is also coming in the front there. أظن أنني فهمتكم, I think, I feel that I have made you people understand. فهمتكم, فهمتكم, جيد, that I've made you people to understand it. والحمد لله. يا أستاذ, who says this? Ali says, يا أستاذ, أرجو أن تسمح لي بالذهاب, I hope that you will grant me permission, إلى غرفتي, to go to my room, فإن بي صداعا شديدا, for indeed I have a heavy headache, a severe headache. المدرس, اذهب شفاك الله, go, may Allah grant you shifa. Ibrahim says, ما به صداع يا أستاذ, he does not have a headache, إنما يكذب, he is lying, indeed, surely he is lying. Allah musta'an. إنما يكذب, indeed he is lying. المدرس, وما أدراك أنه يكذب, and what informs you, what tells you, how do you know that he is lying? Ibrahim says, أظن, أظن, I think, I suspect. المدرس, إياك والظن, إياك والظن, beware of suspicion, beware of these type of bad thoughts. إياك والظن, or you have the sign, إياك والكلب, beware of the dog. إياك والظن, so والظن is mansoob. إياك والظن, إياك والكلب, beware of the dog. So the word after إياك is mansoob. يا إبراهيم, فقد قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم, أو النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم has said, إياكم والظن, beware of suspicion, bad suspicion. فَإِنَّ الظَّنَّ, for indeed bad suspicion, أَكْذَبُ الْحَدِيثِ, it's the most lying of speech, because you don't know true or not true. وَقَالَ اللَّهُ عَزَّ وَجَلَّ, Allah said in the Noble Quran, Allah the Most High the mighty and majestic. Inna ba'da dhanni ithm, that indeed some of the suspicion, it is a sin. It is sin. Allah musta'an. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, it seems time is now against us. And so we need to end off, but quickly, a prophetic maxim, insha'Allah. Inna deena yusrun, that indeed, surely, no doubt, the religion, it is easy. It is easy, insha'Allah. Look at the religion of Al-Islam, subhanAllah, in terms of aqeedah, in terms of methodology, in terms of practice, in terms of ritual. All matters are easy when it comes to the matter of zakah. Only 2.5% of only your zakatable assets, and only once a year, subhanAllah, not all your assets, only zakatable assets. How much? Only 2.5%. How many times? Every week? No, only once a year. And that too, only if you reach the nisab, which is the quantum. You're a traveler. When you are traveling, your salah becomes half, subhanAllah. Your sunnah and nawafil, etc., fall away. You want to get married, one wife. That's not enough for you, two wives. That's not enough, three wives. That's not enough, four wives, subhanAllah. Ease in matters. Husband and wife cannot live with one another. He's a wali, she's a wali, but they just cannot live with one another. Well, there's an easy way out. There's peace, inshaAllah, and that's the avenue of divorce. So there's ease in all matters. You are fasting, and it's the month of Ramadan, and you are ill, you are traveling, you are sick, you can break your fast. The woman, she's pregnant, and she's worried about her health, she's worried about the fetus, the health of the fetus. She can also break her fast, she does not have to fast. The sister, she's given birth, and now she's breastfeeding, she's worried about the health of the kid, she's worried about her own health, and she also does not have to fast. And they will make up qada, she will make up qada later on, bi-ithnillahi ta'ala. When it comes to somebody breaking into your house and trying to steal your wealth, etc., etc., you have the right to defend. You have the right to defend. And if your life is taken, then you will be a martyr. Ease in all matters. Khair and barakah in all matters. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah. It's not like something which is very complex and intricate calculus. Worship one Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Pray your five daily salawat. Fast the month of Ramadan. Pay your zakah and make hajj if you have the ability. Ya Abdullah, ya Amat Allah, how easy, subhanAllah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for khair and barakah. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless us. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant us knowledge which is beneficial. Keep us away from knowledge which is not beneficial. We ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to grant the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam the best. We want to see the rise of the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hada wa sallallahu wa sallam wa baraka ala abdihi wa rasulihi nabiyina Muhammad wa ala alihi wa sahbihi ajma'in. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.